On today's show, automakers band together to find the root problem with Takata's airbags, how recalls have changed Ford's product development process, and Toyota will test out its three-wheeler on the streets of Tokyo. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 25th of 2015. To try and find the root problem of what's causing Takata's defective airbags, a group of 10 automakers are hiring a firm to help with the investigation. The Detroit News reports that the yet-to-be-named company has experience in aerospace and with rocket propellants. The automakers are also expected to hire former interim NHTSA administrator David Kelly to oversee the industry's efforts to find a solution. The 10 automakers have so far recalled 14.6 million vehicles because of the defective bags. Speaking of recalls, there were something like 64 million vehicles recalled last year, an all-time record. That's not only hugely embarrassing for automakers, it's hurting their bottom line. That's why Ford is adding more time to its product development process. On Autoline this week, Joe Hinrichs, the president of Ford Americas, said, and I quote here, "In my career, that's unprecedented. That's never happened before." He won't say how much time they're adding because they don't want the competition to know. But Ford looked back 5 years at past launches to identify all the reasons that led to a recall, then looked at the time needed to do it right and added that to its process. Still to come, Porsche shows a new high-performance model, Volkswagen sketches a concept with no name, and Toyota refreshes the Auris.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
When I think of Porsche, I think of performance, and the automaker just showed off a new model for me to drool over, the Cayman GT4. Power comes from a 385-horsepower, 3.8-liter engine plucked from a 911 Carrera S. Ride height has been lowered, as well as the front spoiler, and it also gets a new rear wing and larger brakes. On top of this car, Porsche said it will have another high-performance model to show off at the Geneva Motor Show. But not to be outdone, parent company Volkswagen will have a new concept to unveil at the show. While it doesn't have a name yet, it's a four-door coupe powered by an all-wheel drive powertrain, a gasoline engine paired with two electric motors. To me, the lower intakes on the front grille have an Audi feel to them. And I have to say, I really like the way the slats in the grille flow into the LEDs on the headlamps. This is a far cry from the bland styling I'm used to from Volkswagen. And how about one more vehicle headed to Geneva? Toyota announced it will have a refreshed version of the Auris to show next month. If the hatchback looks familiar to you, that's because the Scion iM, which just debuted at the LA Auto Show, is a rebadged version of the Auris. In addition to the hatch model, a wagon variant is also offered. It comes with new gasoline and diesel engines. A hybrid powertrain is still offered, which accounted for half of Auris sales last year. The Auris is built at Toyota's manufacturing plant in the UK. Speaking of Toyota, coming up next, the automaker gives Tokyo residents a chance to drive its iRoad three-wheeler, and Nissan puts its off-road SUV out to pasture.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
At the Geneva show 2 years ago, Toyota showed off a personal mobility concept called the iRoad. It's a three-wheeler with motorcycle-like handling that seats up to two people and is powered by a lithium-ion battery. To see how the public responds to the vehicle, Toyota is partnering with a ride-sharing service in Japan to do a trial run with five iRoads in its fleet. Starting in April and running to the end of September, Park 24 customers in Tokyo will be able to rent the vehicle for up to 2.5 hours. Riders will be charged $3.50 for every 15 minutes of use. If you live in the U.S. and have been planning on buying a Nissan Xterra, you better do it soon. Edmunds reports the company will no longer offer it in the American market after the 2015 model year. Sales weren't great last year, hitting 16,500 units, a drop of 7%. But that's not the reason it's being discontinued. The Xterra needs safety and emission upgrades, and Nissan doesn't want to spend money on a product with limited sales. And be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Joining John and Gary will be Jamie Allison, the director of Ford Racing. If you've got any questions about the company's racing efforts, make sure you send them our way. Then tune in this Thursday at 6 p.m. at Autoline.tv for some of the best insider discussions in the industry. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for watching.